Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017. We have 15 games here today, three early games, 12 late games. We'll go over the early games really quick. It's kind of an ugly slate, but we'll talk about it for a minute. As always, on Wednesday, Notorious, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. After last night, kind of an interesting slate. All the good pitchers took them out last night, and they all got lit up pretty much. So,
hey, now get off my boy Berrios. He's doing work.
Yeah, okay. All the aces that were
just a weird night. 9K. Weird night. Yeah. That's gonna happen from time to time. You know, like we talk about it all the time, and you know, baseball has this aspect of variance, and it's, you know, it could be completely, you know, massive. But you know, these nights are gonna happen. Top pitchers are gonna get beat up. Top pitchers are going to leave games. It's going to happen. So you just go right back to the well next time they're out.
Yep. Course field, low scoring. It's funny that when it happens all in the same night.
But that's good though, right? You don't want it to happen like over like a 3-day period. Just happen all in one night.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
All right. We're going to get into these games. Before we get into these games, I want to talk about our sponsor. If you guys haven't checked out PlayDraft, check them out. There's no reason not to check them out at this point. You know, I talk about them every day. I play on there every day. If you want a game, I always am down to play. It's Stevie TPFL over there as well. They got NFL best ball going. They got baseball going. And they even got PGA contests up for this week. Got my entries into these bracket tournaments for PGA already. I was just talking to you about it, man. I'm really getting into PGA. I really like it.
It's the best. Best bang for your buck. You get to watch every shot with Shot Tracker. It's great.
I've been like pulling up like live feeds and like,
yeah,
you got me into it, man. You got me into it.
So gives you something to do Thursday, Friday while you're working.
For sure. All right. We're going to get into this slate. I also, before we do that, I we have a new feature here at Roto Grinders. It's the chat feature. If you guys haven't checked this out, it's really cool. You can chat with other grinders about DFS sports. There's all kinds of different sports channels. You can start your own channel. So if you have a group of guys that you talk to, maybe on like Google Hangouts or something, you can just use the chat at Roto Grinders. It's very easy to use. We have a read-only best ball channel. So I was just talking about best ball. You guys can get, you know, see what some of the best ball players and information there. So check it out. It's also in the RG app. So it's huge. So, you know, RG dev team doing work, but we're going to start doing work here with Detroit at New York. One of the early games, you know, 9.5 total here, Jordan Zimmermann against Tanaka. Tanaka, massive strikeout upside massive strikeouts in his last start against Tampa.
Yeah, it sounds strange, but he's clearly the best pitching option on the board. I've been talking about him all year. I've just been saying, you know, he's got a career high swinging strike rate. The advanced numbers all look good. He just hasn't put it all together. His CRA is nearly 1.5 lower than his ERA. He's still gotten a good ground ball rate. And, you know, we finally saw it all come together last start. I think you go right back to the well here. He's going to get a right-handed heavy Tigers team. And if you look at the other pitching options in the early slate, there really isn't a lot to like.
They suck. You can just be honest. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, our listeners want honesty. And Jordan Zimmermann, 4,800 on the other side here. He has only allowed multi-home runs one time in the last 10 games. Unfortunately for him, he faces a right-handed power-heavy team, and that's what he struggles with is right-handed power. He's a fly ball pitcher. So, you know, I'm definitely staying away from Zimmermann. But you have to consider price too. You look at it like Judge is 5,500 on DraftKings. Sanchez is 52. Like you're paying, massive price tags for these guys.
Yeah, for sure. But luckily we don't have to pay up for a pitcher. I mean, if you take Tanaka, he's 92. And if you take, you know, we'll get to a couple other guys, but they're under 8K. So you can probably afford to pay up for some of these Yankees hitters.
Yeah, if you plug in the two guys that I like here, you're going to be around 4,300 per player. So you definitely could pay up for a couple big bats here. You're going to have to get some big bats here. You're going to need the home runs.
Yep, and again, Zimmermann's a good place to look for sure.
Any Tigers bats that you like here?
Not really. Tanaka, pretty neutral splits, pretty tough on lefties and righties. He has been giving up a ton of home runs, but his home run to fly ball rate, not really sustainable. It's over 20% right now, I think. So, yeah, I'm not too interested, but Miguel Cabrera is still cheap. He's always cheap.
It's like this. Like, realistically, would you pay $4,900 for Justin Upton, or would you pay $5,500 for Aaron Judge?
Yeah, I think I'll take Judge.
I think I'll take Judge as well. We move on. Toronto at Chicago, taking on the White Sox. J-Hap against Derek Holland. Two lefties taking on each other here, 10 total. I don't really like either one of these pitchers. We know the White Sox much better against left-handed pitching this season. They're probably realistically going to roll out 9 right-handed batters for him.
Yeah, I have a little bit of interest in Hap because they traded away Todd Frazier. If you look at their projected lineup, outside of Jose Abreu, they don't really have a lot of power against southpaws. Is Evisel Garcia still on the DL?
Yes.
So take him out of the lineup. I mean, outside of Abreu, I don't really see a lot of trouble here. I know they are a lot better against southpaws, but I still think you can play Hap just because there aren't many options in the slate.
What you know, another thing I just read was Matt Davidson left the game on Tuesday early. You know, that's another big bat that you take out of that lineup if he's not in there.
Yeah, I mean, if he faces like just a bunch of bad bad hitters right now. I mean, they traded away Melky too.
Yeah, bad hitters is the easiest way to put it. Yes.
Yeah, so I think we can start picking on lefties against the White Sox now.
Yeah, I guess I don't hate it as much as I, you know, originally, you know, talked about it. He's 7,800. I think he's definitely in play.
Yeah.
No Holland, though. No.
Yeah, definitely no Holland. 9.4 ERA in his last 5, so with the Sierra over 6 isn't good.
Yeah, against right-handed batters this season, 400 wOBA, 40% hard contact rate, 44% fly ball rate, 22 home runs allowed in 82 innings. It's a 2.4 home run per 9 if you're curious.
And he's going to face 9 righties.
Yeah. Love the Toronto Blue Jays righties. I hate when they're chalk, but it's hard not to like them here.
Yep, smoke homers again, right?
Yes.
Has to.
Steve Pierce.
Morales. Russell Martin.
Oh, Martin might not play, though. Day game after night game.
Yeah, that's true. What about Jose Bautista? He's so bad right now.
You know, you're
76 ex-WOBA against lefties this season.
You're like, realistically, like, you know, it's risky to leave him out of a stack, but like, I don't hate the idea of doing it if they're going to be popular.
Yeah, if they're going to be popular, you take the 2 through 6 instead.
Yeah, I could do that. You could do that outside of, like, because you're going to have to decide between Smoke and Morales. It's Smoke. Oh, he's crushing lefties. So you could roll out a Martin, Donaldson, Smoke, Pierce type lineup.
Yep. But now that I say that, he'll hit a home run. That's just how it works.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. The thing is, like, you're getting a nice price tag on him. $3,500, like, it's price. The price is definitely right.
Yeah, I've been playing him all week. He's just, yeah.
What's one more day?
Exactly.
I really don't like anybody in the White Sox. Like, J-Hap, more of a ground ball guy, doesn't give up a ton of fly balls. Like, we want fly ball pitchers against Abreu. I guess Abreu would be in play, but, like, there's no way I'm playing Abreu over Smoke.
Yeah, I agree. $5,100 is a lot to pay for him. Especially in an offense that just doesn't look great on paper. So, yeah.
Yeah, I hate to sum it up that way, but I think it's the easiest way to sum it up here.
Yep, I agree.
Minnesota at San Diego, Ervin Santana, Luis Perdomo, 8.5 total here. Santana, a 110 favorite against the Padres. Man, there's just no way I'm playing Santana on a 3-game slate as the highest priced pitcher on the slate.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, although this would be the one time I'd pay up for him ever, just because you might have the extra dollars. You know, his salary's inflated just because his ERA is low, but the advanced numbers don't look good. The BABIP, no way it's going to stay that low. See, I'm kind of on board with that. I'd probably rather play Hap or Perdomo.
I like Perdomo.
Yeah, I do too. I'm a big Perdomo guy. 65% ground ball rate. Strikeout rates increased a little bit. Still below the league average. But yeah, he's just one of those guys that if he keeps it on the ground, he's going to be all right.
Yeah, it's just like realistically, we don't need like a bunch of strikeouts here. We just need him to have a clean game at 6,900.
Yeah, the issue could be, I mean, he might have to face six lefties, which he's been really bad against lefties in his career, but we'll have to see
the lineup. It's the same thing that I talked about with Chacin yesterday. Like, outside of Kepler, are you realistically worried about Mauer and Granit and Castro? Like, and Castro probably won't even play. It's a day game after a night game.
Yeah, you're probably right. Outside of Kepler.
It's Kepler. Rosario's not bad, but it's Kepler.
Grossman's all right.
I thought Grossman was hurt.
I just looked, and it just said he's not in the lineup tonight, but should be fine for tomorrow.
Oh, it's because there's no DH. That's why.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, it'll be Grossman or Granit. So, all right, that's it for that fun, awesome, awesome, awesome slate. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, Robert Stevenson, Trevor Williams, 9.5 total here. Yeah, let's get started with these two guys.
Hey, we tried with that early slate. We tried to get you guys pumped up.
I got pumped up. I made a little stack that I'm going to roll out in the 33.
Yeah, don't play either of these pitchers, right, in this one?
That just nailed it out of the park there. I'm right there with you. You know, Stevenson, very small sample size. He's looked terrible to lefties and to righties. I don't know how much Pittsburgh exposure. We'll talk about that in a second. But Stevenson definitely he's not been good. Williams has improved as the season's come along. His xFIP against righties, about a run lower than his ERA. And it's the opposite against lefties. His ERA is 4 and his xFIP's over 5. So, I don't think you necessarily stack against Williams here. And I guess you don't stack either one of these teams.
Yeah, probably not in this ballpark. It's one of those games that just very little fantasy appeal on both sides. Trevor Williams, high ground ball guy, especially in his last few starts. So you can maybe look at Votto as a one-off. Yeah, what about the Pirates? Anybody there?
I just – you know, Stevenson's not good, but, like, outside of McCutcheon, is there anybody that you would pay for on the slate?
Josh Bell's 3,800, but he's first base. It's always tough to play him over some of the other guys.
Like, his numbers are good, but they're not first base good.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Like, you know, to just sum it up, like, his numbers are solid. The ISO's over 200 against righties. Like, the numbers are good. It's just, you know, we want that massive power. And he's just not that guy.
When's the last time you rostered John Jasa?
Never. I don't think I've rostered him this season. So last year sometime.
You don't like getting one at bat?
No, like I said, one time last year or something. Hey, I didn't realize that. Did you realize Scott Van Slyke got traded to the Reds?
I did not.
Yeah, that was part of the Dodgers Tony Cingrani trade. Interesting. All right, let's move on. That game was a crappy game to start this late slate on. This one's not much better. Kansas City at Baltimore. Jason Vargas against Jeremy Hellickson, 10 total here. You know, we like lefties against Baltimore. Do you have any interest in Vargas?
Can't do it. I hate paying up for pitchers where their Sierra is so much higher than their ERA. We've seen the regression hit in his last five starts, 5.61 ERA during that stretch with a 10% walk rate. Strikeout rates came down, you know, quite a bit since the start of the year. So I will not be using Vargas, even though I do like lefties against the Orioles.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. Like, I just don't see that 30-point game. He's done it one time in the last 10. I just don't see it. Yeah. I'll pass. definitely not playing Jeremy Hellickson. Very limited strikeouts, making his first start. It's a ballpark bump for Kansas City. Just not playing Hellickson.
Yeah, why'd they pick him up?
I really don't know.
Is he an upgrade over anybody? I don't.
I was trying to feel like trying to figure out who he would replace in the starting rotation, and the only one that I can think of is Ubaldo.
Yeah, I guess anybody's an upgrade there, but not much.
That's the only person that I could think of that he would replace.
Yeah.
They got him for like a minor leaguer in cash too. It wasn't like Chris Tillman. He could replace Chris Tillman. Chris Tillman's bad too.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk bats in this game. Get a pitcher. What's that?
Baltimore could ever get a good pitcher.
They have a good closer.
Yeah. Okay, good starter. Sorry.
You know what I mean, though. Like, I'm with you. Like, yeah. All right. We start with Kansas City here. The bats. Anything really standing out to you against Helly Boy?
Love Moose.
Oh, there you go. I like Moose.
Yeah, he's been awesome all year. Seems to bat better in the six hole than he did when he was batting second earlier in the year. Melky's cheap on FanDuel if you want to look to him for a value play. A little too expensive on DraftKings, but yeah, the Royals have been hitting the ball well, so they're kind of priced up across the, at least on DraftKings anyway.
Yeah, I was just looking at the pricing really quick too, and I was like, man, I was hoping to get some discounts here. You're not really getting any discounts. Merrifield's been hitting the ball well, and he's 52. Like, Kane's priced up, Hosmer's priced up. These guys are massively priced up. You want a really sneaky stack. Like, nobody's going to stack the Royals at this price, and they always fail us when they stack. So yeah. I actually don't hate, like, a contrarian Royals stack here.
Will you ever pay $5,500 for Hosmer?
If I'm going to stack them, I'm not leaving them out of the stack.
Yeah. Although you could do 1 through 3, 5 and 6.
Well, you could.
I don't know. You can't pay $5,400 for Kane against Arrieta, I guess.
Oh man, it's so bad. Man, like outside, you know, I was looking at stuff the other day and I realized, like, you know, I've been kind of dismissing all the Baltimore bats against lefties this season, but Jonathan Scope's having a really good season against lefties.
Yeah, he is, which is kind of crazy because in the past he was a reverse splits guy.
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of important to look at, you know, career numbers as well as just single season numbers. And, yeah, he's him and Machado both hit lefties really well this year. Both have a 386 or better ex-WOBA.
Yeah, and a 311 ISO there for Scope. So have some interest in Scope, really do. We know the thing is, like, Vargas likes to work really far in and really jam guys, so I don't like stacking against him, but like Scope's the one guy that I would play from Baltimore.
Yeah, and I think if I was going to stack a team from this game, it would probably be the Orioles. They're so much cheaper.
All right. Yeah, the Royals.
Like Adam Jones is 3,200. I mean, I know he doesn't hit lefties well, but
I know. I'm looking at all the pricing, and I'm like, man, a lot of respect for Vargas.
It's that ERA, I guess.
I guess, if you want to call it that, whatever. Cleveland at Boston, Trevor Bauer against Rick Porcello, 10 total. This is going to be a 1-0 game.
I was just going to say.
Troll game ever.
I was just going to say, yep. Here's the game we were expecting yesterday between Sell and Carrasco.
This is such a troll game. It probably won't be, but this is like the ultimate troll spot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do here because if you stack it, then it's definitely going to be low scoring. But
I'm not playing the pitchers in this game. Let's be clear. Yeah, it's very easy.
I do like the bats, but
yeah, Porcello's given up a ton of hard contact, ton of barrels. Like, I don't mind some Cleveland bats here.
Yep, 42% hard contact on the year. And Indians very good against righties. See a ballpark bump in Fenway. So yeah, definitely don't mind a stack. Encarnacion's $3,800. Love him.
Is that like the pricing that he should have been against, like Sale, and it just is a day off?
I don't know. Everybody else is priced right, but
yeah, I like E5's price. $3,800. You know, you're a cash game guy. I bet you're looking at that and you're like, all right, I can do that.
Yeah, don't mind that one bit.
Man, I like Jose Ramirez, but I don't know if I could pay $5,200 for him. Like,
he's awesome.
Porcello, massive fly ball guy. Yeah, I don't think I can play him, but and I've been playing Zimmer. God, I like Cleveland lefties here. All this power upside against a fly ball guy that's given up a ton of hard contact, like they could hit multiple home runs here.
Yeah, for sure. I wish Zimmer was still a little bit cheaper, but at least it'll keep his ownership down a little bit.
Do you have his FanDuel price? He's been really cheap on FanDuel.
37, so.
Yeah, so like I've been getting my exposure over there, but, you know, the guy just continues to mash the baseball.
Yep, love him batting leadoff. Look at Brantley. He's kind of underrated a little bit. Santana's been hitting the ball well, too.
Man, I'm just I get sidetracked sometimes. Jose Ramirez, ISO, 258, 398 WOBA this season against right-handed pitching.
Yeah, he just always produces, too. Like, he never has those games where he just doesn't do anything. Oh, and it looks like Encarnacion and Santana both have three homers apiece against Porcello.
Shocking.
Yep.
Shocking, a fly ball pitcher. Any Red Sox bats that you like here against Bauer?
I don't know. I've been burned by the Red Sox stack more times than I'd like to admit this year. They just don't hit home runs, but I think they are in a good spot. Another guy that doesn't really get a lot of ground balls, gives up a lot of hard contact. So, yeah, I kind of like both the offenses in this one.
Yeah, the problem with the Red Sox offense is just they're so hard to stack. Like,
just play Devers.
You just play Devers. It's just, man, you know, that's been the note on the podcast for the last few days. Just play Devers.
Yeah. I always like Mookie, too, just because he runs, which I always like.
I like Mookie at home, so I don't mind him here. You got to have a good ballpark for right-handed bats. He's just he can clear the wall. He's just not going to hit it out of a lot of ballparks. Oh, we move on. Washington at Miami. AJ Cole against Vance Worley. 9.5 total here. Is it Cole?
I don't know. FanDuel has Roark, but
yeah, I have Roark too. I'm going to go with Roark. Yeah, let's go with Roark. All right, so let's get started here. Any pitchers, either one of these pitchers?
We're getting to the point of the season where nobody knows who the starters are going to be. I think last week on the pod, there were like four that changed overnight. So
that was awesome. Let me tell you how happy I was about that. You know, I'm being very sarcastic right now.
We talked about all these guys, and then nothing we said had any meaning. But, yeah, regardless if it's Cole or Roark, I'm not going to play him here. On the road against Miami, low strikeout offense. So,
and definitely not playing Worley, right? Like, numbers are terrible.
No. Yeah, no.
Terrible.
Terrible.
You know, you can definitely pick bats against Worley. He's been giving up a ton of hard contact this season. We look at it and, you know, it's going to be a common theme. Like, the price on these guys are up. You know, price on a lot of guys today are up. You know, hopefully we find a team as we're going here that we like that maybe the pricing's down. But, like, you're not playing Dilfo at this price. But, like, Harper, Zimmerman, Murphy, Rendon, I think all are in play. Anything else that you see here?
Yep, like those guys. Adam Lind, if he cracks the lineup. I like him on FanDuel at 2,700.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I like him more on Fantasy Draft where I don't have to take up a first base spot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always a problem, but he's been really good, quietly.
Quietly really good. Anybody from the Marlins?
Roark's a lot worse against lefties. Is he a ground ball? Yeah, he's kind of a ground ball guy, so I don't love Yelich. Not really a lot I like here.
All right, we move on. Now I'm seeing like – oh, all right, so this is the right one. All right, so – Dodgers, Atlanta, Julio Teheran against, I think it's Brock Stewart.
Yeah, that's what I'm showing.
Yeah, all right, so Brock Stewart, Teheran, I don't like either one of these guys.
Nope. Teheran used to be great at home in their old ballpark. Now he's really bad at home. And Dodgers have a ton of lefties, so definitely not looking at him. And Stewart.
Teheran's bad in a ballpark they built for left-handed power bats.
Yeah. Yeah, and shocking. Stewart, is he going to be on a pitch count again, you think?
I would think so. You know, he threw 55 pitches in that game. He gave up 5 runs on 2 errors from Grandal and Forsyth in that game. you know, the price is fair at 5,000, but I just don't see him. I just don't see them throwing this guy like more than 60, 70 pitches here. That was what the pitch count was last time, was 50 to 60 through 55.
Did you know that off the top of your head who the errors were by?
I had read it earlier.
Oh, I was like, dang. Good memory.
No, I read it earlier when I was looking at the slate. One of the, you know how you read the player blobs sometimes? Yeah. It was one of those.
No, you should have just been like, yeah, I knew.
Player Bob. All right, let's talk bats in this game. Like, I really like the Dodgers stack. I just want to make that really clear. This is probably one of my top teams on the slate. I know you're going to have to pay up for them, but we look at it, and it's going to be a good spot. It's going to be nice and hot in Atlanta today. We know Tehran struggles with left-handed power bats, and we know there's a lot of left-handed power in this lineup.
Yes, give me Seager, Bellinger, Jock, and Grandal.
You know, did you realize like Jock's like strikeout rate has come down a lot this season?
20% against righties. That's pretty good.
Yeah, like it was up
12% walk rate.
Yeah, that's signs of improving for sure.
Yeah, like you mentioned, great ballpark for lefties. Love the Dodger stack here. I think you can play Turner too if you need a fifth guy.
Don't play Forsyth. Play Turner. Definitely.
Why is he batting sixth against righties?
I don't know why Grindahl is not batting sixth. It makes no sense to me. Like, he has a .033 ISO against right-handed pitching this season. Get him out of the lineup.
Yeah. Why don't they just play Utley every time they face a righty? I don't get it.
Like, is that really the best guy you guys have?
Chase Utley, he's fine.
I get a couple singles. It's going to be interesting what they do when Adrian Gonzalez gets back, right? Like, I guess Gonzalez could go to first. Taylor can come in and play second. Bellinger could go to the outfield. I guess that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, this seems good.
This seems really good. I agree with you. Seems good. Any of the Braves?
I can't wait to see you in that ballpark. But, yeah, I think you can play Freeman and Adams.
Yeah, you could potentially get some bullpen here. The only thing is, like, they just, on the trade deadline, they improved the bullpen, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and with Stewart not throwing too many pitches, probably not a great spot. But still, lefty power in this ballpark, I'll always have a little bit of interest.
Arizona at Chicago, Godley against Arrieta. No total in this game. Let's see really quick. Wrigley Field. Of course, it's not coming up. Why would it come up when I want it to? Wrigley Field, wind is projected to be blowing in at 9 miles an hour here in this game. Dead center.
All right, so what do we do? Godly go?
I'm a huge Zach Godley fan. Like, I think anybody that listens to the podcast knows I'm a huge Zach Godley fan.
Yeah, same here. And people are starting to play him, but not on the road really, which doesn't make sense because he's probably better on the road. But, yeah, do we play him against a hot offense or?
Yes.
All right. I mean.
He's allowed 6 home runs this season in 88 innings. Like, yeah. Winds blowing in Chicago. 9 miles an hour is not, you know, 15 miles an hour, but it's still a ball that would, you know, clear the home run a little bit, you know, and could turn into a warning track ball. So, Zach Godley, just absolutely legit. Ground ball rate is high. He has the strikeout upside. Like I just mentioned, doesn't give up home runs, doesn't give up hard contact. Like, I like Zach Godley a lot here against a Cubs team that we know can just go out and strike out a bunch. I know they're hot, but this could be the game that just kind of go back to normal here.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think I would definitely play him over Arrieta. The fact that he's given up 24% hard contact rate to lefties is pretty amazing. You mentioned the high ground ball rate, the high strikeout rate. Nobody's going to be on him just because he's a big road dog. So, yeah, I think he's a good play.
Arrieta, any interest here?
Not really. He's just one of those guys that I don't play a ton. I know the Diamondbacks aren't great on the road, and I know they do strike out a lot. I don't know. You?
It's just ever since that trade, they got a fifth bat. You know, I felt comfortable getting around like 4 where there was 2 lefties and 2 righties, but now you're getting around 5. Like you're getting around Peralta, you're getting around Pollock, Lamb, Goldschmidt, and JD Martinez now. Like you're getting around 5 big, powerful bats.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And, like, he's the second highest priced pitcher on the slate. You know, I don't think he's the worst play in the world, but I could see a reason why to fade him here.
It also depends
on, like, what the bottom of that lineup looks like, because it could be really bad.
Yeah, that's true. But if we're playing Godley, we're probably not playing Arrieta.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, you know, you just look at it and it's just like, you know, I think I'll pass just because, like, I like Godley a lot more. And being a dog in this game, I think he's going to be a lot less owned.
For sure.
I don't see any bats in this game. Do you?
No, not from the Cubs side. I don't really like picking on Arrieta. Under 30% hard contact against lefties and righties. Pretty high strikeout rate against both as well. So, yeah.
All right, let's move on to Hot Texas. Seattle against Texas. Miranda against Cashner. So, to win tournaments the last couple days, you just got to stack this game.
Yep, pretty much. It's not expected to be as hot tomorrow, like low 80s, but still, it's a good ballpark. Two bad pitchers on the mound. I think we just load up again.
Yeah, you got to be careful because, like, Cashner's a guy, massive ground ball rate. He's been Houdini against righties this season. He's only allowed 3 home runs in 56 innings to right-handed bats this season, not giving up with a lot of hard contact. He's just getting outs. Like, he's just getting ground balls, and he's just getting outs. So I'm more tempted to play Cano and Seager, and hopefully the stack doesn't go off again, but I could see the reasoning of why to play the stack.
Yeah, did Segura, was he just getting a night off last night?
I think so.
Because if Dyson's batting second again.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get Gamel, Dyson, Cano, Seager. I do like that format.
Yeah, I don't hate that either. It's all going to, like you said, depend on the lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a lot worse against lefties. There's a 20% difference in his ground ball rate.
Yeah, it's massive. You know, you look at the Rangers, and I don't love the Rangers against left-handed pitching, but we got a pitcher that gives up a bunch of home runs to righties. Like, it's hard not to look at the right-handed power bats here.
Yeah, love Beltre. Like Napoli. Outside of that, the other righties just don't hit lefties that well.
Chirinos, baby. Luke Roy got traded. Yes. Chirinos to be catching in this game.
I do like that.
Yeah, there's probably one of my favorite catchers on the slate. You know, people keep forgetting, like, hey, he's there. You know, I think this is a really good spot to kind of target him and hope that, you know, it takes people a game or two to realize, like, because he's going to bat down the order, too. He'll probably bat, like, eighth or ninth. But this guy's got massive power against left-handed pitching. He has throughout his career.
Yeah, and he's cheap, too. But, yeah, the other righties, DeShields, Andrews, and Gomez all have under a 260 xWOBA this year against lefties, so – yeah, I think Beltre, Napoli, Chirinos are probably your best bet.
All right. Let's move on to Rays at Houston. Austin Pruitt against Dallas Keuchel. Keuchel, massive favorite here. Keuchel, the highest priced pitcher on the slate. Keuchel, elite this season. Keuchel in his second start back from injury. Can we play him?
So how many pitches did he throw? 79?
Yeah.
And he only made it 3 innings.
I honestly think, because he struggled in his rehab starts too, I honestly think that I'm just going to take the wait and see approach.
Yeah, that's usually what I do. Guys coming back from injury. Yeah, the walks, he had 3 walks in his last start. But I don't know, man, the Rays against the lefty. I mean, even if he goes, you know, 6 innings, there's not a lot of great pitchers on this slate.
I agree. You know, you look at, we talked about Godley, and then it's like, who else?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Like, we have some upside in Luke Weaver at 4,800. We got a lot of bats that are priced up. I think we'll talk about him in a few minutes. Brett Sutter has been extremely, really good this season, and nobody's played him. Talked about him last start against Chicago Cubs. Like, there's a couple cheap guys, but, like, there's not a lot of arms. So, I guess maybe my wait-and-see approach was premature. I don't know. I really do want to see him like have a good game before I play him.
Yeah, yeah, I do too. But at the same time, the Rays are just so bad against lefties. Seven of their starters have 22% or higher strikeout rate. Yeah, I mean, he's such a big favorite. I think you can play him. I think you can play him.
All right. I think you can play him too. I don't want to.
Yeah, last night's slate, you could easily written him off, but there's just not that many options here.
If I make one team, which this slate's really looking like a one-team type of slate, or three teams, I don't know if I'd play him. I think I'd have to get over three teams before I'd start playing Keuchel.
I'd play him on two.
I know you would. I know. I get the reasoning, too. It's just like I really like Godley, and like I like some of these cheaper guys that I just think have upside for price and are going to help me get the bats that I want.
Yeah.
So that's the reasoning behind it. Definitely don't play Pruitt. You know, he's looked bad.
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely a wait-and-see guy. You know, I always like to see a couple starts out of guys before using them, and definitely don't want to play him on the road against the Astros.
Hold on. Let me rephrase this. Don't play any pitcher against Houston.
Yes.
Like, I don't care who it is. Any raised bats that you like here against Keuchel?
No, massive ground ball guy. You know, doesn't give up any hard contact. His soft contact's 5% higher than his hard contact this season. Even with the bad form in his last start and in his couple rehab starts, I don't think you play any Rays here.
We look at the other side. What are we doing with the Houston bats? We're just continuing to stack them, right? That's just how we play them.
Yeah, pretty much. You can play Fisher over on FanDuel at 2,800. Mm-hmm. In cash games, and then, yeah, definitely like the stack as well.
All right, that's been my guy. That's been my guy.
My dude.
St. Louis at Milwaukee. Oh, quick story. Scott, our editor here, when Fisher first got called up, he's like, who is Derek Fisher? Are you sure you got the right guy in your expert survey? I'm like, just trust me. And he had a home run that night.
Well, he used to be in the NBA. Now he plays baseball.
Yeah, exactly. coaching. Cardinals, Brewers, no total in this game. It says Adam Wainwright. He's not going to get activated here. It's going to be Luke Weaver against Brett Sutter. If for some reason Wainwright gets activated today, which I read yesterday that they didn't think he was ready and Luke Weaver was going to get another start, so I'm going off of that. We get Weaver. Guy has, you know, really solid strikeout stuff. We look at the numbers in the minors, you know, very talented, you know, kid. We've seen some struggles, but we get a team here outside of Shaw and Thames that pretty right-handed heavy, strikes out a bunch. You know, Weaver's 4,800. You could do worse on this slate.
Yeah, definitely interested in Weaver. You mentioned the good numbers in the minors, and I was impressed by his walk rate last year. Nate starts was only 7%, which is pretty good for a young pitcher. And the Brewers strike out a lot against righties. It's not a great ballpark, and, you know, he is pretty risky, but at 4,800, you can definitely make a case for him.
It feels bad that I want to target both pitchers in a good ballpark on the slate, but, like, you just look at it and – you know, 11.5% swinging strike rate in AAA this season, 27% strikeout. Like you mentioned, eight starts last year, 27% strikeout rate with a low ground ball rate, like, or low walk rate. Kid has strikeout stuff. You know, you just look at it and it's just, I just like the upside. He's an upside player for 4,800. Could he go out and get beat up? Yeah, he could go out and get beat up. He could go out and put up 9 points like he did against Arizona. But if he goes out and gets you 15, and your bats do what they need to do here, you're going to have a really good slate.
Yeah, and he lets you get some cores.
He lets you get some cores. He lets you get some of these other spots that we've been talking about, the Dodgers. You know, there's a lot here.
Yep, the more we talk about it, the more I like him.
And then Brett Sutter. Like, this guy, I don't know why people haven't been playing this guy. We just look at the numbers against righties this season. 46% ground ball rate. He's allowed one home run in 32 innings. The soft contact rate is 22%. The hard contact rate is 24%. We know the Cardinals are going to roll out eight righties here. Carpenter plus eight. So you look at the numbers, you got to really look at the righty numbers. And, you know, the home run to fly ball ratio is not going to stay 3%, but the Sierra and XFIP tell us that this guy's actually been pitching really well.
Yeah, he has, and he's still really cheap, only 6,200. But I am scared of all these righties. I mean, Pham, Jerko, Molina, Grichuk.
You're not scared of Molina. Don't lie to people.
I mean, he's got a 413 xOBA this year against
lefties. Don't lie to people, Derek.
44% hard contact rate. I mean, he's a scary dude. He looks scary.
You're scared to run on him, but you're not scared of Molina.
If I fought him, I might be scared of him.
No, you wouldn't. I'll fight Molina.
Well, there's a little bit of a size. I wouldn't fight, though. A little bit of a size difference between me and you.
Yeah, like you mentioned, Pham, really solid ISO. DeJong, very solid ISO. Jerko, very solid ISO. Can you get by those three guys? Is going to be the make or break. But
Grichuk,
you look at it, and it's like, you know, look at his starts that he's had so far, and you know he's faced some right-handed heavy teams like Pittsburgh, New York, Baltimore twice, Cincinnati. He pitched against St. Louis earlier this year and only put up 4.9. So that's been his struggle. His one start he struggled in was against St. Louis.
Yeah, he's been very good. I wouldn't blame you for playing him. I'll probably look elsewhere.
It's fair. I think that's very fair. I think that is very fair. I don't want any bats in this game. Like if I end up with, you know, a good amount of both of these kids, then I will definitely have some hedge stacks.
Yeah, I don't hate the righties from St. Louis. And let's see, Weaver, pretty neutral splits last year. So maybe Thames is a one-off.
Or Shaw is a one-off. Come on.
Yeah, Thames or Shaw.
But the problem with playing Shaw is, you know, you said Moustakas and I got excited. Another problem with playing him is you have this game. Mets, Rockies, Chris Flexen against Tyler Chatwood. Yeah, so what we've seen so far from Flexen, which was one start, and it was terrible. You know, you look at the minor league numbers. He came up from double A, so he skipped from double A straight to triple A, and he looked like it in that start. He pitched three innings, gave up a bunch of runs, no strikeouts, or one strikeout, two strikeouts maybe, but terrible.
What was his – is he a ground ball, fly ball guy?
In the minors, in double A, like that's all we have to go off of. Yeah. Like he went from single A to double A this season. So he started the season in single A. 52% in single A and double A this season.
Yeah, I'm still not worried about that.
No. I am getting as many Rockies as I can, and I don't say that very often.
Yeah, getting as many Rockies as we can. We know Chatwood does not pitch well in this ballpark, even though he does have an elite ground ball rate. So I think you can target all the lefties from the Mets as well.
Yeah, you nailed it. Like, he's just a massive road home splits guy. And even getting the ground ball rates at home at 52%, it's a 7% difference. The hard contact is the biggest thing. 33% at home, 25% on the road. So those hard ground balls at – you know, home are going to get through, and those, you know, soft ground balls on the road are going to be double plays. So that's just the difference. Definitely like the Mets, you know, you could load up on this game. You know, there's not one guy in the top five for New York or in the top nine or eight for the Rockies that I wouldn't play.
Exactly. Except maybe Cargo. He's so bad. But you can play him here.
That's about it.
Yeah, just play the hitters here. Breaking news, I know.
Breaking news. That's it, right?
We still got some more games.
No, I'm saying that's it for the Rockets game, right?
Yeah, play them. That's it.
All right. Philly Angels, Jake Tomlinson against JC Ramirez, 9 total here. Ramirez, a massive favorite. 190 favorite against the Phillies. I think that just has more to do with Jake Thompson's just not good.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not buying Ramirez's low ERA in his last five. If you look at his Sierra during that stretch, it's 5.33 with a 13% walk rate. So I'm not really buying him, even though I do like targeting pitchers against the Phillies. I guess for 7,200, you can do worse, but probably not a guy I'm going to look at. Definitely not playing Thompson.
All right. JC Ramirez struggles with some lefty bats. Thing is, like, they just don't have a ton of lefties. I guess they could go left-handed heavy. They could get Galvis, Hernandez, like Williams, Herrera. And they got Kim. They just got Kim on the trade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I like Siege's boy, Nick Williams, and that's about it.
Yeah, Kim was in that Helixson trade, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Nick Williams is 3,200 on DraftKings today. You're welcome.
Yep.
Thank you. Come again, even in this ballpark. Yes.
Yes.
And I just don't see anything else. Like, I guess you could play Galvis. Is he cheap? He's been expensive lately.
38.
I don't mind it.
Hernandez, 45. Herrera's 4,000.
Looking at the Angels, anything that you like here against Thompson? Yeah, Trout. Okay, anybody else?
No, Trout's pretty much it for me. You know, Calhoun's 2,800. Got to have at least a little bit of interest there.
Zero interest.
2,800.
He's been hurt. Like, he hasn't been playing, right? He has a hamstring injury.
Well, if he's playing.
Yeah. Oh, Calhoun. One double-digit game in the last 10.
I know. I haven't been playing him much, but it's cheap on DraftKings.
All right, let's move on. Last game of the night, Oakland at San Francisco. Daniel Gossett against Matt Moore, 8.5 total in San Francisco. Love just, you know, when we don't have a ton of pitching options, it's nice just to play the cheap guys from this ballpark, but I don't really like either one of these guys.
I hate when we have a really good pitcher's park and two really bad pitchers on the mound, because then I don't want to play either pitcher or either offense.
Just sums it up very well, Derek. You know, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Like, we don't want to play Gossett, don't really want to play Moore, but I don't love any of the bats either. Maybe Chris Davis is a one-off.
Like, Gossett, you want right-handed power bats. He's been struggling with right-handed power bats. Like, but who's the right-handed power bat here? Pence? This is a terrible ballpark for right-handed power, so it's just like, pass.
Yeah.
Like, I hate just summing it up like that, but it's just, you know, you got Matt Moore on the other side here, and, you know, Ryan Healy, if he's in the lineup, he's been mashing left-handed pitching this season. Terrible ballpark, but he would be the one guy that I would look at here. Like, 286 ISO, 444 WOBA against lefties this season, so he's the one guy.
Crush does have a 54% hard contact rate. He's just been getting unlucky.
Yeah, I play him a lot. I, you know, there's always a chance to play Chris Davis.
3,700. I kind of like it.
Kind of like it, too. I'm sure Healy's cheap. He's always cheap.
3,000.
Yeah, buddy. Too bad we don't need the money.
Well, I mean, if you want to play Keuchel with some Rockies, go with some cheap ace hitters.
I think it's pretty clear what I'm doing on this slate. I think everybody that listens to the podcast could build my lineup today.
Let's see. We got Weaver, Sutter paired with – who is the other guy?
It's Weaver, Godley.
Godley, there you go. Yeah.
Get you Nick Williams in there, and it gives you 4,700 per player.
There you go.
There you go. Oh, man. This is a fun podcast. I like the Wednesday podcast. I like all the podcasts, but I like the Wednesday podcast too.
I'd like to say I agree with you, but.
Yeah, well, you kind of have to. You don't have an option.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast coming on every Wednesday.
Yeah, man. We got an exciting football announcement coming up too with the podcast. So people got to be paying attention to that.
Well, how about you tell me what it is? I don't even know.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to tell you. All right, let's talk some Home Run Derby, and then you can give us your favorite golf pick of the week, and then we're going to get out of here.
Let's do it.
I'll let you bat lead off in the Home Run Derby. No Coors Field, as always.
Okay. Let's go with Kyle Seager.
All right. I am going to go with the very underpriced in a great matchup, 2% owned, Mike Napoli.
I like that a lot, actually.
Do you see his price?
Uh-uh.
He's 3,200.
Whew. I'm playing a lot of Edwin though. So
no, yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like,
but that's
there's
cheap.
There's a bunch of good spots today, but it's just like, you know, if you wanna take a cheaper first baseman and give yourself even more salary, like $3,200 for Napoli.
Yeah.
Party in Napoli's. And then I'm gonna take Siege's boy, Nick Williams.
I like it. So I'll say smoke just so you can veto.
You want to be yeah, I'm not giving you smoke.
Okay. Yeah. I mean we gotta bring him up if we're playing home run derby.
You're right, we do. Is he not the highest priced first baseman today? Oh, that's in the early slate. I was like,
no, Hosmer's 55. I don't know.
I know. I was just like, I couldn't find smoke in the top 10, and I remembered it was an early game.
All right, just because we talked about him, I'll go Chris Davis with K.
All right, and one more guy.
I'll go Devers. Is he in the late slate?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
I like it. Try to go non-chalky here. I'm looking at spots that I liked. Is McCutcheon chalk?
Not at the price.
Yeah, I'll say McCutcheon. All right. Stevenson's bad. Even in that ballpark, I'm gonna say McCutcheon. All right, give me your favorite golf pick this week. This has been fire. I get messages upon messages on Twitter about this every week.
All right, so I've yet to write my articles. I don't have my picks finalized yet, but I really like Daniel Berger. I think he's a great price at $8,300 on DraftKings. And then for my cheaper guy, I'll go Jason Duffner from Ohio. Been playing well, coming off a big finish at the Open Championship.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate it. You guys can get those guys in over there on Play Draft. Duffner, if he's cheap on DraftKings, he's probably going to be really cheap over there on Play Draft. So make sure you guys are checking them out, playdraft.com/grinders. If you guys enjoy the podcast every day for free, they are the reason why, so make sure you guys give them some love. Derek, appreciate you coming on. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck in your contest tonight, and we'll see you then.
Whether you're entering one or 100 lineups into a contest, you need to be using our RotoGrinders lineup builder and optimizer. The optimized setting creates the best possible lineup given your projections and player pool, both of which are customizable. The build setting is intended for tournament players and will create up to 150 lineups in seconds, all based on your filters and exposure settings, and then export them for use on FanDuel or DraftKings. Spend less time building lineups and more time enjoying the game. Use lineup builder today.